right there waiting for me. Like a 5-course dinner on the table. Ha!
His hand thumped on the steering wheel again, and he pulled the Jeep to a stop about a dozen yards behind what was now clearly a Winnebago adventurer. The lights of the RV were off, and from where he had stopped, Magnus couldn't hear any movement or generators or any noise at all. The only sound was the cool desert air as it whispered across the sand, which would soon be too hot for his liking.
This has to be the witch everyone's looking for.
He turned off the vehicle, sniffed, and sneered through the windshield.
This is too easy.
Cautiously and quietly, he opened the door, and he left it open so he wouldn't alert that stupid witch and her annoying werewolf to his presence. If they were still asleep, all the better. With slow steps, the warlock moved down the dirt road between the rising dunes on either side and flexed his fingers at his sides. A gust of wind picked up to pelt the back of the RV with sand and a few larger pebbles from the dirt road. He stepped around to the right side of the Winnebago, knowing he'd find an entrance there that would give him easier access, and hopefully the advantage of surprise against the occupants. Something he wouldn't have if he tried to climb through the front door. When he rounded the back of the vehicle, he stopped. A faded blue beach towel was spread out in the sand beside the vehicle, slowly being covered by the winds and the ever-shifting desert. On that towel, though, was Lily Antony herself. The young witch lay on her back in a zip-up hoodie and baggy sweatpants, her arms resting serenely at her sides. Her blonde hair fanned out around her head, some of it completely covered by the sand that had drifted toward her for however long she'd been lying there. Magnus smirked.
I heard she was dumb, but how stupid does someone have to be to sleep on the side of the road in the Sahara without shelter? Unarmed.
It took considerable willpower not to snort at how easy a catch this would be. Carmichael had mentioned rewards for any members of the Black Heron Society who personally delivered this sleeping witch to the high seat.
It looks like that's gonna be me.
The warlock's feet made no noise over the loose sand as he moved toward the witch. When he stopped only a yard away, he stretched his fingers again. Red, shimmering orbs of a containment...